You see, I want this whole nation to light up with little fires that will start small but grow bigger and bigger. But I'm asking something specifically of the South Coast. You see, the South Coast is very prone to air attack. And therefore, I will raise up a shield of prayer warriors that will raise up a shield of faith, that will raise up a shield of protection to protect the South Coast and indeed all of England and Wales and Scotland from and Ireland from the ravages of Europe. But I am going to pour out my spirit on this land, and it will start small, a fire here, a fire there, but this will not be slow. This will not take years and years and years and years while everybody else is in darkness. No, this will start quick. A little fire here, a little fire there. A torch burning here, a torch burning there. A lamp burning here, a lamp burning there. And then suddenly, more and more and more and more and more, until this whole country becomes engulfed in torches, in flaming torches across this land. But I'm going to put a concentration of torches across the South Coast, because they are the ones that hold the tide against spiritual forces that may seek to bring ruin to this land, where those spiritual forces will seek vengeance on this land for what she has brought about upon Europe. But it will not be permitted, and it will not happen at this time. I will spare this country, and I will spare this season, that this country may grow strong in my plans and purposes, and that she would grow strong again, and that this country would be rebuilt on the back of the prayer movement, that the prayers of this land would help restore this country to a former glory and beyond, where my word will be held in high esteem in this land, where I shall have churches again that will be unlocked and opened. There are many churches in this land right now that have been locked up. Well, I say right now in the name of Jesus, I command you to be unlocked and open, and that the word shall go forth from these buildings and these habitations. You say, what's a building got to do with it? A building is a place of memorial and remembrance of the things that I have done before. So that when people go into that building, they remember there was a time, there was a place, there was a season when my spirit had moved before to even warrant the building, this place to be built. The building is a testimony to a previous time where I moved across this land. And they will be the places that will be filled first. Everything from old C of E churches, old Methodist halls, they will all be opened up. Old Baptist halls that have been long closed and shut and left to rot. I will open them now in Jesus' name. And I will cause those buildings to be full once again. And then from there, more churches will arise, new ones. But I'm going to build buildings again. I'm going to do like what I used to do. These won't just be churches in people's homes, but these will be churches that will be physical places as well. Again, buildings will rise up, and these buildings will be modern yet old, because they will represent the two ends of what I have done in history. From previous moves to this move. But then there'll come something else. A unity. You see, I'm going to tear down those institutions that have brought division to my body. I'm going to tear them down. There will only be the church. People from Baptists, from Methodists, from Church of England, Catholic, they will all disown and disband themselves. And just go under the new name, the church. And it's going to be a mess. And it's going to be exciting. And yes, but I'm going to use the weakness and frailty of man in his flesh and the futility of his thinking, and I am going to bring about my glorious decrees and ways upon this land. I am going to bless this land with a revival the likes the world has never seen. You see, Great Britain is going to have a different kind of revival. This is not just going to be signs and wonders. This is going to be the establishment of the old and the new. This is going to be like old wine and new wine. This is going to be the establishment of a new reformation in this land. But not just reformation, but reformation with revival. It's reformation with Azusa Street. It's the word and the spirit fused together. It's the place of ancient historical buildings with the modern. I'm going to bring a new hybridization of the old and the new. And why do I do that? Because that we must remember the former to move into the latter. We must remember both. We must walk in both. You must remember what I've done in this country in past, and you must walk in what I'm doing in this country now. I'm going to do a new thing in this land, a wonderful thing in this land. I'm going to tear down the institutes of man, and I'm going to raise up something, and that which remains will be pure. That which remains will be holy. And although it will be contentious, and although it will be difficult to start with, as people try to navigate their old understanding with the new spiritual understanding, as they try to navigate that, I and my mercy and grace will help them do it. And they will end up with something that is truly beautiful and is truly honouring. It's a tight walk balance of the old and the new, of tradition with the things of the Spirit. Remember, it's the traditions of man that make the word of God of no effect. There are some traditions that don't make the word of God of no effect. And there are some traditions which I honour because they honour me. Those things will be the things that remain. The things of man will be dissolved. And a new Jerusalem will rise in this land again. The mixture of the old and the ancient and the new. It will rise again from this earth. And it will rise up in this country, this green and pleasant land, that will spread to Scotland. It'll be in Wales, even in Ireland, all of England. My spirit is moving. And after the time of the humbling of this nation will come a wonderful revival. A beautiful revival. People will again pick up the Bible, read it, preach from it, live from it. And you're going to see things you've never seen before. There'll be things that time has forgotten in modern culture that they used to do in this land hundreds of years ago. Those things will be revived. Because these are things that are dear to my heart and were dear to my heart in their day. And they're unique to this country. And when you see these wonderful ancient paths rise up again in this land, please walk in them, for they are pleasing paths to me. They may not be paths that others have walked. They may not be paths that Israel has walked. These are paths that are specific to this nation. Ancient paths that were in their day pleasing to me. Do not be surprised when these things re-rise up. And the prophets will confirm these things in those seasons. Yes, the Lord is pleased with this, for they bring to remembrance the former ways. God is going to do a new thing where the former and the latter rains will fall at the same time, where the old and the new will come together, and it will be beautiful. Oh, it will be beautiful, and it will honour me, and it will honour those that went before in time, and it will honour those of the now. It will be wonderful, it will be beautiful. and you'll see something that's very unique to this country, very unique to the UK. It'll have a certain flavour, a certain smell about it, a certain aroma that is essentially British and ancient and modern. And oh, how beautiful it will be in those days when finally New Jerusalem is risen up and is a shining star in the sky to the other nations. Some nations are going to come into a time of great perplexity. But this country, although she will go through hardships, she will shine like a star. Why? Because the people will have turned to me and will start living again for me. And this nation will have laws upon her land that will heal her land, because these are laws that honour me.